Bulletin BRICS Brazil. Information about the Brazilian presidency of the Economic Cooperation Group from the Global South.
Youth from across the Global South are making one thing clear: being present is not enough. They want to be heard. At the 11th BRICS Youth Summit, held this week at the Itamaraty Palace in Brasilia, a number of calls for genuine participation in decision-making processes echoed in multiple languages, urging that youth be included not only in discussions on sports, culture, and diversity, but in the full range of issues shaping our global future. According to Ronaldo Sorriso, National Youth Secretary at the Office of the Presidency, the renewal of multilateralism requires more than structural reforms such as strengthening BRICS. It demands generational transformation.
A gente tem no sul global o maior percentual de jovens em termos absolutos nas populações dos países.
Ronaldo said, "We in the Global South hold the largest share of young people on the planet in absolute terms. That means the future of this world must be built starting now at the hands of young people, especially those from the Global South. BRICS represents these nations, and through its inventiveness, creativity, and nonconformism, it can offer a new lens through which to view the world." As a result of this integration, BRICS member states signed a Memorandum of Understanding on Cooperation in Youth-Related Affairs. It promotes climate action, strengthens cooperation networks, and encourages active youth participation in public policy making. Deborah John, a representative from Nigeria's Federal Ministry of Youth Development, emphasized the importance of challenging the notion that governance is a space belonging to older generations only.
The youths are the future. It is important that government look inward. It is important that youths take up challenges and also show interest, because a lot of youths don't want to join governance. They feel governance are meant for older people. And the youth have a great role in participating as such. So the youth should be able to encourage themselves to do it. And we, as representatives from different countries, we have that sole responsibility of pushing that agenda.
Nitesh Mishra from India's Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports echoed that sentiment. He underscored the fact that young people want to be where the future is being decided and to take part in those decisions.
The youth are the one who will set the future. So when we talk about Global South, youth realizes that the Global South faces the same problem, and it is the youth who will give the same solution to all the problems which the Global South is facing. India firmly affirms the policies for Global South, all the development process which is needed for Global South, and we on all platform talk about Global South and how we can cooperate with each other.
From creativity to defiance, youth from the Global South are showing they are ready not to be seen as symbols, but to be recognized as agents of transformation. With information from BRICS Brazil, Laura Carrasco Frederico.
Bulletin BRICS Brazil, a Brazilian presidency partnership of the BRICS group with the government radio agency. For more information, visit brics.br.